Good morning. How is the form in the sunshine? Now, research has been done and we're aware of this, okay? There's one topic that is more likely than any other topic to make you as a listener glaze over and think, I couldn't be bothered listening to any more about that. It's this next topic. But I ask you, do give me a couple of minutes on it because it's exciting this morning, right? We've touched on it so many times, the whole issue of Brexit. But I want you to listen for a second because there's a point that just needs to be at least clarified so as we know where we are going. You know, the EU and the UK have not reached agreement on the Irish border, despite incredible progress apparently being made on other Brexit issues, if we believe everything the politicians are telling us. The EU's negotiator, Michel Barnier, right? He said the two sides have agreed on the transition period. It will begin from Brexit Day, which, as you know, is the 29th of March next year, and is designed to smooth the path to future permanent relationships. Okay, so the so-called backstop, you've heard about this thing, the backstop option for the Irish border remains a sticking point. That option, and this is the critical bit, would mean Northern Ireland essentially remaining in the single market and the customs union if no other border solution can be found. Now, Jamie DeLargy is available to speak to us. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Frank.
There's definitely a suggestion that no other option is likely to be found. We've certainly been hearing a lot of that. So the simple question that I'm trying to get to the bottom of this morning, Jamie, and there's a lot about it on Twitter when you were posting about this yesterday. Does this now mean that there's a high likelihood of there being a border down the Irish Sea?
I think I would put it like this. We're moving closer to that as a solution. Yeah. I think the announcements yesterday, okay, nothing is definitive, nothing is entirely clear, but that's the direction we're moving in. I need to take you back to last December when the two sides issued what was called a joint report, and basically they said, essentially, there'll be no border in Ireland, okay, and one paragraph, that's paragraph 49, in paragraph 50, they said there'll be no border down the Irish Sea. So that satisfied both sides, but the problem was that that's contradictory. And now what we've got yesterday was the EU and the UK issuing a statement, and as far as I can see, it only mentions paragraph 49. And paragraph 49 is the one which says there'll be no border in Ireland. So what of the talk of no border in the Irish Sea? So you can see the way that the UK government is sliding away from the notion that there will never be any border on the Irish Sea. And what would that mean? It would mean checks at the ports, checks at the ports here or checks at the ports across the water. But it's not that they say for definite. That's the solution they're going for? Absolutely not. But when you keep one in and you drop the other, and you also say that you accept that as both sides, and the EU would always be saying that if there's no other solution to the border and nobody's come up with a solution to the border, which in other words protects free movement north and south with us leaving in our entirety the customs union and the single market, then when there's then there will have to be Northern Ireland will have to stay in alignment with the rules of the UK. Now, staying in alignment with the rules of the UK effectively means us staying in the single market and the customs union, and so that would mean the border running down the Irish Sea. So you can see the way it sort of all sort of falls together. So in my view, no, it's not definitive, but we're moving to a position where it's becoming more likely that the end game will be some form of checks on the ports on the Irish Sea.
So why are the DUP so relaxed about it then? Because they wouldn't come on this morning, but they did send us a statement, and they say work continues on the issues around the border in the coming months. There has been no agreement around how arrangements of any potential border backstop option C would work, or indeed other options. The government and the European Union in the December joint report committed to no hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic, and no borders or barriers to trade within the United Kingdom after the UK's departure. The EU's proposed draft legal text recently published has been rejected by the Prime Minister in the House of Commons, and we agree that it is totally unacceptable. We will continue to work with the government on these matters and will be guided by the principle that there can be no internal border within the United Kingdom as we leave the European Union. They're not jumping up and down about this. Do they know something that the rest of us don't know?
Well, perhaps they do. And perhaps they're confident that Northern Ireland's interests, or the DUP's interests, depends on how you see it, they're convinced they won't be sacrificed at the end of the day. It's just that what you have are two incompatible positions. And you have the EU saying, we are not going to have a border in Ireland. We're not going to have checks on cross-border trade. So where are the checks going to be? Because the checks are going to have to be somewhere. And you see the UK sort of weakening the position in terms of that there'll be no border down the Irish Sea. It is explicit. It's explicit in the agreed report last December. It doesn't appear in this report. It's not that they have accepted that there will be a border down the Irish Sea. It's just they're no longer pushing it with the same degree of vigour. Now, you can say, well, that's not definitive, is it? You know, like nothing is decided. But you can see a process by which we are slowly weakening the position, the opposition to the, and that is the UK as a whole, the government in Westminster, weakening a position or opposition to some form of checks down on the Irish Sea, or effectively on the ports. And when you think about, and this is the thing that people need to bear in mind, because we're exclusively focused on our concerns, and we think ever the world revolves around us. But you imagine the UK, and it is now, it's trying to strike a hugely important deal, a deal that will secure the future, the economic well-being of 60 million people. And critically, the people that it's securing that with in Brussels don't want any form of border in Ireland. And they are adamant about it. And you have that being incompatible, being, you know, that then, if you like, that requiring the border to be somewhere, and then that border has to go along the Irish Sea. So you can see the way that the government at a point says, well, if that's the price to pay, we don't like it. We don't like the idea of checks. But it begins to sell the notion of checks as just being one of those things that just happens. You know, when you get on a plane, somebody checks your passport. If you're traveling over to England. So it becomes don't even think of it as an internal border. That's nonsense. That's ridiculous talk. It's simply, you know, additional checks to enable us to do business.
Yeah, but Jimmy, when we're going over to England, they only check our identity. They only check our, for security reasons, they don't check our passport.
Well, you know, many people do.
Yeah, but it's just out of convenience you bring the passport. It doesn't have to be the passport.
Well, it has to be some form of photographic identity. For most people, you could bring along your driving license. And for most people, and for everybody travelling backwards and forwards, that's the way it'll stay. But when you're bringing a van of stuff across, or you're bringing a lorry full of stuff across, there will be checks. It's just the way it's moving. Now, it's conceivable. Sorry, that's the whole point. It's not conceivable by anybody yet how you're going to manage to have a free movement across the border with us being completely or in entirety outside of the EU. Do you see that? No one has come up with some way that you can have a free flow of goods north and south. Doesn't change one iota after we leave the European Union. And No one has worked out how you can do that, leave the union and have that free flow of goods. And we've talked about technological solutions, and they don't seem to be runners yet. They may be in the future, but at the moment, what you're saying is if we leave, then there will have to be checks. There have to be checks somewhere. And if they're adamant there won't be along the border, the existing sort of north-south border, then they're going to have to be somewhere else. And the obvious place to put them is in the ports. It's just one of those things. One of the things that people, you know, may pick up on and say, well, look, you're saying we'll stay in the, we would end up, it's becoming more likely, it's not certain, more likely we'll stay in the single market or and in the customs union. And they say, well, you know, it's really just a matter. It's not going to be like that. We're just going to align our rules. And some people say, look, you're going too far with saying that's an outcome. But people routinely say Norway is in the single market. Actually, and you know, it's commonly said Norway's in the single market. Norway's not even in the EU. Norway has, strictly speaking, according to its government, has access to the single market. So in a sense, a lot of this is semantics. People ordinarily say Norway is in the single market, but that's not what Norway, the Norwegian government's official position is, and that wouldn't be the EU's official position. So if you're going to have, but it does have regulatory alignment, if you have regulatory alignment, we're going to be in the single market, and the customs union, that's the way it's going to be, to all intents and purposes.
Jamie, I'm just conscious of the glazing over alert coming on a screen here. It is very well described, but we do run the risk whenever we talk Brexit. But it certainly is a headline issue this morning, and we always appreciate your clarity on it. And thank you. Thank you. Business commentator Jamie DeLargy, what do you think? Feel free. It isn't, I have to say, one of the topics that regularly gets us immense reaction, by the way. 0289033105 077 66 105 105.